A cold winter day in Brussels with temperatures a little below zero. And this is what the thermometer shows inside Nicolas Loriot's house.
You call it cold. I'm used to it now. And so basically, it's just a matter of trying to find the good temperature where you feel comfortable, but to avoid to go to the standard, which are more or less around 20 degrees for the living rooms, which is much too much.
Architect Jeffrey van Musicke started a slow heat project 3 years ago in an effort to save energy and protect the climate by not heating the whole house but use energy locally. With energy prices skyrocketing since the war in Ukraine, it suddenly received international attention.
The idea is that comfort is not determined only by the temperature of the air. Comfort is determined by the metabolism, by the insulation brought by the clothes, by the temperature of surfaces next to us that can radiate in the infrared towards the body, and so on. There are many parameters that determine the comfort, not only the temperature of the air. So yes, we stay comfortable, but at lower temperature.
Participants say they have saved up to half of their energy bills.
So we heard a lot of people who are paying double, triple the price that they paid before. For us, it doesn't change anything. We are paying the same thing as earlier.
But you're a bit colder now.
We are a bit colder, but that's not a problem for us.
Residential heating contributes to around one-third of greenhouse gas emissions in Brussels, research has shown. Turning down the temperature only slightly can have a large impact, not only on global warming, but on the energy bills as well. But this requires a change in mindset. People in Europe are used to warm and cozy homes.
Nicolas' friends were reluctant to visit at first, but since the war in Ukraine, he receives many requests for advice.
That came back to us and asking, doing that? Yeah, because we are willing now to lower our temperature as well.
A healthy inside temperature, according to the World Health Organization, is 18 degrees Celsius.
We know they are quite conservative because of lack of knowledge, in fact. But the key idea, if you feel well, if your body is at the equilibrium, this is not unhealthy.
You've been using it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Are you feeling healthier, unhealthier?
Perfectly healthy and happy and still married.
He hopes his project at least will make people in cold climates think on how to use energy. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, Brussels.